Cheers, Vince. Yes, Vince said, my name's Paul, and I think the main reason they got me to speak here today is that I'm short. So you don't have to worry about me going on for too long. Right, firstly, a question for you lot. Who has ever met someone famous? And when I say met, I don't mean you saw him across the street in Soho or in Westfield. Who's actually ever chatted with someone who is famous? You shook their hands. Must be one or two of you. And you know I'm saving you to last because you will beat all of these guys. Let's start with Catherine. Who was it? Gwyneth Paltrow. That's quite... Come on, guys. Gwyneth Paltrow. I wouldn't mind then chatting with Gwyneth Paltrow. I was chatting. My wife's here. Just chatting. Just getting, saying hello to her. I'm talking to the pair of you ladies, but it's fine. You just keep talking to one another. How was Gwyneth Paltrow? Was she all right? A lovely lady. Anyone else? Joe? Princess Anne? That's pretty... That's actually pretty... Princess Anne's pretty impressive. Was she nice? Really? Was she nice? No. Who's better? Who's better? Okay. Was she? The amazing Princess Anne? Dorothy? George Alagaya. BBC presenter George Alagaya. At a wedding. I bet he speaks lovely English. But it's very, very well pronounced. I do. Amy, is that you there? Taggart? We've got a winner. We've got a winner already. Right, and now, oh God, yep, gone. Right, I'm out of here now. Bye. Right, now, I've been saving Anne because I think Anne's the coolest. Anne, who did you meet earlier this year? Did anyone say they liked your hat to you? Who was that? The Duke of Edinburgh. I reckon Anne should wear this hat here every week that says, Hats by Royal Appointment. Right now, a couple of years ago, I was working at BBC Television Centre. And what was sometimes funny was to walk along the corridors and you can see who's being interviewed that day on like the dressing room doors. They'd like, stick on a bit of paper. And it's sometimes interesting to like, walk along and say, oh, it's him, it's him. Most of them didn't interest me. But I probably have two heroes in this world. One of them is Clint Eastwood. Who I think is, you know, well, man, I wouldn't. Clint Eastwood. He's an older gentleman, Dorothy. I think the guy is an absolute, film legend, director legend. And the other guy is this one. And some of you go, ah, most of you go, ah. Who is that? Woody Allen. Last week, Julian was asking, what's your favourite film? He wrote and directed and starred in my favourite film, which is Annie Hall. And I walked past the dressing room door, and I say, first time ever, I'm desperate to see this guy. He's being interviewed for Parkinson. I think we've probably had enough of Woody Allen on the screen now. I think most of you would probably be happy if we don't see his face. So I was just desperate to see him. And I'd finished my shift. I was due to go and meet my brother in town for dinner. I didn't have a mobile phone at the time. And you can't really, at the Beeb, you're not allowed to knock on the door and say, hello, I want to meet you, because obviously these people are there to do a job. But if his door was there, he would have to walk across to here to get into where he was recording Parkinson. And so I thought I would linger. So I thought I'd sort of linger outside the door. And when people were sort of going past, I thought that looked a bit... Basically, let's be honest, I was stalking. I was stalking Woody Allen. And so I thought I'd sort of like walk up and down. And I sort of like was walking up and down, knowing that in a couple of minutes he'd have to be interviewed, but also looking at my watch, knowing that I was supposed to be going to see my brother for dinner. And it got to the point, he hadn't come out. I had to go. I never saw Woody Allen. I've never seen Woody Allen. Isn't that an absolutely rubbish anecdote? I've built it up. Never seen Woody Allen in my life. There may be a point to that story. Right, some of you have got Bibles behind you. Let's swap. Some of you have got Bibles behind you. If you have, please feel free to turn to them, to Luke chapter 19. Which is on page 994. If not, don't worry, Dan's going to project it on the screen up here. Now, does this work? Yeah. Right, at this time in Jesus' life, this is the Jesus at the height of his celebrity, height of his fame. He's been spending the last couple of weeks walking from Galilee, right at the north of the country, walking down into Jerusalem. Now, this story took place 1 week before the crucifixion, almost certainly on the Friday, before the Friday he was crucified next. Jericho is 15 miles east of Jerusalem. You can walk it in about 8 hours. So if it's 1 week before the crucifixion, it's almost certainly 1 or 2 days before the triumphal entry, Palm Sunday, when he walked into Jerusalem with people waving palms. And people are desperate to see him, to see who this Jesus is that people have heard so much about. I say all the buzz around him at the country at the time. And people want to see him. And I'm going to read this story here now. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I will give half my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man," that's a nickname Jesus used about himself, "for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." What do we know about Zacchaeus? Well, we know he lived in Jericho. We know he was wealthy. We know he was a chief tax collector. Tax collectors were probably less popular then than they are now. Very unpopular. We know he was Jewish, and we know he was short. Being short's not funny. Some people are short. Zacchaeus only wanted to see who Jesus was. I'm guessing when he went and sat in that tree, because he was short, he just wanted to see Jesus. He had no idea that he was actually going to get to meet Jesus. I certainly wasn't expecting he was going to have this life, truly life-defining, life-changing moment. But Jesus gets to the bottom of the tree, he looks up, and he calls Zacchaeus by name. Some of you, many of you weren't, but some of you were here when I spoke at Easter, and I said about the power of Jesus knowing people's names, to actually speak to them by name. Yeah, Jesus obviously had never met him before. Jesus says, "Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree, because I'm staying around your house today." Zacchaeus does exactly what Jesus says. People around get really upset. Jesus is going to stay at the house of a sinner. Zacchaeus would have been very unpopular, not simply because he was a tax collector, but because he was working for the invading Romans. He was seen as working with the enemy. Also, tax collectors in that time had a reputation of taking more money than they're supposed to. He was wealthy. He's obviously taken enough money to be wealthy. He wasn't popular. In their eyes, he was a sinner. In our eyes, he was a sinner too. But he responds to Jesus' call. And he says, "Immediately, I'll give away half my money, half my possessions at once. And if anyone also thinks I've conned them, I'll pay them back, what is it, 3-4 times the amount? 4 times the amount. And because he's made this change inside, which he's vocalized outside by voicing it, it's calling Jesus Lord, and by the action of giving away all his possessions, Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man," again, that is Jesus, "came to seek and save what was lost." Why'd I tell the story about Woody Allen? Because it's a rubbish story, because I never even get to see the man. Woody Allen's one of my heroes. I waited for 10 minutes outside of a door. I was that thickness of a door away from one of my heroes. And I've never seen him. Do you know the crazy thing is? The most insane thing is, I've met exactly the same man that Zacchaeus met 2,000 years ago. Because Jesus does exactly the same as he did then. Jesus is here to seek and to save the lost. Humanly speaking, I have very little in common with Zacchaeus. I don't live in Jericho. I ain't a tax collector. I ain't a tax collector. But I'm skint. And what else was he? Yeah. Short. Barks my wife at the front. I'm quite tall. But what do I have in common with Zacchaeus? I'm a sinner. I'm human. I make mistakes. I am flawed. And because of that reason, just like for Zacchaeus' reason, I too need a saviour. And that saviour is Jesus. Because Jesus, as he said there, he's still doing exactly the same job that he was doing 2,000 years ago in Jericho. He's still here to seek and to save what was lost. So we've got Zacchaeus here, Now, Zacchaeus was called by name. Jesus called him Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus responded. He came down and did what he was told. He welcomed Jesus gladly. He called Jesus Lord. And Jesus says, because of these things, this man today, he's been saved. Now, with all those points there, called by name, responding, welcoming Jesus gladly, calling Jesus Lord and was saved. At that point, you could replace Zacchaeus' name with mine, with the people here who were being baptized, with Jen, with Vince, with any follower of Jesus Christ. Because elsewhere in the Bible it says in a book that St. Paul wrote, in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Well, certainly the declaring with his mouth that Jesus was Lord, that's what Zacchaeus did. It'd have been a bit hard at that point to believe that God raised him from the dead, because it'd be another 13 days. Pretty much think Zacchaeus did believe that too. Because that's what Zacchaeus did. That's what I've done. And that's what the people who are being baptised here have done today. And anyone else who says they follow Jesus. So a follower of Jesus is special and the same as others. We're special because, man alive, we have been called by God, by name. I love that bit where Becky, when she was giving her testimony, said, I just know it in here. I think that's what it is when you're a follower of Jesus. You can't often quantify. Prove. Is that it? You can thank you. Articulate. Let's take a short word and replace it with a longer word. I can't quantify, articulate, proof. I can't, if you don't believe, I can't prove to you, but I just know something in here. That Jesus is who he said he was. We're special. We are called by the Son of God to have a relationship with God, which I think is pretty cool. And yet we're the same. We're the same as our brothers and sisters who also follow Jesus. Because that call has gone out, not just to us that we're special, but it's gone out to the world. So basically, that's the end of the preach time. I told you because I was quick. If you want to know any more, pick up this book here and read it. Or please speak to one of the guys who've been baptised here today and get them to share their faith. Terrifying, isn't it? But it will happen. Seek out who this man is. Because I promise you, you can get to meet exactly the same person who Zacchaeus met 2,000 years ago. And I think that's pretty cool.